You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me. And we are in, well, this is WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We're looking here at a sermon I preached not yesterday, but a year ago yesterday. And it's called On the Road to Emmaus. It's my favorite text for Resurrection Morning. And we're going to go right at it here today. And you're going to hear my subject here right in the first few words once I start this sermon here, and that is, what did Jesus do on resurrection morning? And I'll cut to the chase and I'll tell you the answer, friend. The answer is, he taught Bible prophecy. That's what he did. Remember, Revelation 19:10 says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. That's why there is prophecy in the Bible. As the Lord's going to go from Moses to Malachi to prove who he is, we have it today. That's why there's prophecy in the Bible. Jesus says you'll know the signs of his coming is when there's pestilence everywhere. That's how you'll know. That's a sign. It's not one of those things. People have scoffed for years when I've preached that, when I come into pestilence. But now that the black plague is running around everywhere, now eyebrows are raised and God's got everyone's attention. There's signs that Jesus is his return is near. We'll be into that again later soon. But here right now is part two of this message on the road to Emmaus.
We're going to do something a little bit different. I want to look and see what Jesus did on Easter morning. Let's see what he did. And then maybe we can go and do likewise. Amen? All right. Let's set the table. Jesus is dead. He died. All the liberals and people out here say, well, he didn't die. He was out of breath. And then him and Mary Magdalene got hitched and moved to England. And if you believe that, I got a surf shop in Cocoa Beach I'll sell you. Jesus died. So, Peter's on the other side of town telling the other disciples that it's actually redfish season and the cobias are biting. He goes, I'm going fishing. But I say, what's wrong with these people? Don't they remember what Jesus told them just a couple of days ago? He spent 3.5 years telling these people things like this. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then the Jews said, it's taken 46 years to build this temple. Are you going to raise it in 3 days? But Jesus was speaking of the temple of his body. Therefore, when he had risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this to them. And then they believed the scriptures and the word which Jesus had said. How about this? Mark 12:39. An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign. And no sign will be given except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of a great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And this, Matthew 16:21, from that time Jesus began to show his disciples he must go to Jerusalem, suffer many things from the elders, priests, scribes, and to be killed and raised up on the third day. How many times does he have to say it? Why are they surprised? So Jesus is thought to be dead, while the others gathered at the empty tomb just 7 miles away. We're going to pick it up. If you'd like to turn there, if you've got a Bible, Luke chapter 24, Luke 24, verse 13. Luke 24, verse 13. Now behold, as two of them were traveling on the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. All right, you catch the story here? Resurrection day. People left Jerusalem. These are disciples who knew better. They left Jerusalem. They're on their way to a city called Emmaus, 7 miles away. And they're traveling, these two guys on the road. Now behold, two of them were traveling on that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. So it was when they conversed and reasoned that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were restrained so that they did not recognize him. And he said to them, what kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad? My Bible translation says, you're gloomy. Then one whose name was Cleopas answered and said to him, are you the only stranger in town that you don't know what's going on? All right, that's the Esposito paraphrase. Now, literally, are you the only stranger in Jerusalem and have not known the things which have happened in those days? So Jesus said to them, what things? That is the funniest verse in all of the Bible. Here's the Son of God who spoke the universe into existence in 6 days. They said, do you know what happened here in Jerusalem this morning? And the Son of God goes, what things? The Bible is funny, folks. You got to laugh at that. What things? Jesus says, what things? So they figured they'd go down to Jesus' level and now answer that question. So they said to him, the things about Jesus of Nazareth. You remember the guy with the beard. The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he that was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened. Yes, and certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us when they did not find his body. They came saying that they had seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. And certain of those that were with us, they went to the tomb and they found it just as the woman had said. But him they did not see. All right, now, everything that they've said is correct, but they've drawn the wrong conclusions from what they've seen. Because the empty tomb doesn't mean someone stole the body. The empty tomb means God keeps his word. And let God be true and every man a liar. And every word Jesus said in John 6:63, he said, my words are spirit and they are life. Spend the rest of your life, I encourage you, reading the red letters in your Bible. Every word that he said is true. But for that matter, so are all the black letters. They've drawn the wrong conclusion. Now, Jesus is going to blast them for it. Verse 25. Then he said to them, "Oh, fools and slow of heart to believe in all the prophets have spoken." First off, he calls them fools. Then he calls them slow. That is, mentally slow. It's like he's calling them retarded. Moron is the word. Moronos. Wow, is he mad at these guys? You fools. You slow ones. Don't you people get it? For crying out loud, he said, "You've been with me 3.5 years. Don't you remember I told you on Friday they're going to kill me and I'm going to be dead for 3 days and then rise up again from the dead? How could you forget?" Verse 26, "Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?" Question mark. Now look what he did then, verse 27. "Beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." So what did Jesus do on Easter morning? Answer, he taught Bible prophecy. He taught Bible prophecy. Remember, Revelation 19:10, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Bible prophecy is in the Bible to prove that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's the whole reason it's in here. This is why God speaks the future from the past so that he can prove. All prophecy is given so that you will know that Jesus Christ is Lord. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Beginning at Moses and the prophets, he showed them all things in the Bible concerning himself. So let me say again, prophecy is not in the Bible so that 20th century Fox can make a good movie about it. Prophecy is to prove that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that's it. No other thing, other reason for it. It's so you'll come to the faith. The Bible's the only book that would predict the future so that when you see that everything in here is true, you will receive Jesus Christ as Lord. That's the purpose. So that you will come and understand this is why Jesus did it. To prove who he is, he went and went through. This is exactly what I want to do here now. Beginning with Moses and the prophets, the Bible says, he went back to the Old Testament and started all the way back to Genesis in the Garden of Eden, Genesis 3:15.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.